It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Nothing like issuing an after-hours ruling on Good Friday, no less, to strip essential rights from women. But that's exactly what U.S. District Court Judge Matthew Kaczmarek of Texas did. The Trump-appointed judge pulled the FDA approval of mifepristone, a key abortion drug, after it had been on the market for over 20 years. By the way, the judge, not a doctor, not a scientist, has no standing in the medical community, and he waited over 2 weeks to do this after business hours on the Friday leading into the Easter holiday weekend. Lovely. Thankfully, just moments later, U.S. District Judge Thomas O. Rice in Washington, D.C., an Obama appointee, ordered the FDA not make any changes to mifepristone access in the 17 states that are suing to block its access. The battle could potentially wind up before the very right-wing Supreme Court. In the meantime, Health and Human Service Secretary Javier Becerra told CNN on Sunday, quote, "Everything is on the table." He's emphasizing that the Biden administration is considering all options to protect access to the procedure. In other news, all eyes are on what's happening in the Tennessee state capitol, where Nashville officials are poised to begin the week with a vote today to reinstate Justin Jones, one of the two black Democratic lawmakers expelled by Republican colleagues for their gun control protest on the Tennessee House floor after a deadly school shooting. This would essentially send Jones back after a long weekend. The other expelled representative, Justin Pearson, who represents Memphis, could be reappointed at a Wednesday meeting of the Shelby County Commission. Under the Tennessee state constitution, an interim successor can be appointed by the legislative body of the expelled member's county until a special election is held. Special elections for the seats which have not yet been set will take place in the coming months. Jones and Pearson have both said they want to be reappointed and plan to run to get their seats back. Meanwhile, as they were leaving Nashville for a flight to New York, who happened to be on the plane with the Tennessee Three? None other than Joan Baez, who joined Representative Jones in a song.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday.
So the House and Senate are both out this week, and President Biden heads to Ireland in the UK on Tuesday. That marks the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement that ended decades of fighting in Northern Ireland. So wait a minute. They had a Good Friday Agreement. We get a Good Friday extrajudicial ruling from a Trump-appointed judge in Texas taking away women's rights? Sounds about right. The Department of Justice has opened an investigation into the leaks of a trove of apparent U.S. intelligence documents that were posted on social media in recent weeks. The documents revealed the U.S. efforts in spying on Russia, while also exposing the extent of U.S. eavesdropping on key allies, including South Korea, Israel, and Ukraine. The documents appeared last month on the social media platform Discord, also on Telegram, a platform widely used in Russia. The Pentagon has initiated an interagency effort to determine the source of the leaks and assess their impact. Tensions are flaring as China sent a mass of warships and fighter jets toward Taiwan on Saturday as a show of force after a meeting between the Taiwanese president and U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The two met this past week to show support for Taiwan's sovereignty as intimidation by China continues to build. After the meeting, Chinese military warships, along with at least 70 warplanes, were detected near Taiwan, including some near the Taiwan Strait median line that unofficially divides China and Taiwan. At least one of the ships reportedly fired a round as it passed near one of the Taiwanese islands. A U.S. appeals court ruled Friday that an Indiana high school did not break the law by forcing a music teacher to quit after he refused to use a transgender student's preferred name on the basis of religious beliefs. The court said that the religious rights of the teacher were trumped by the potential disruption that his beliefs could cause at the high school in this Indianapolis suburb. The teacher, John Klug, had claimed that his Christian beliefs did not allow him to use transgender students' preferred names and pronouns, and he said he resigned in 2018 after being told he'd be fired. Win one for the good guys, I guess. Back to Texas for a moment, where the governor on Saturday said he would pardon Daniel Perry, a man who'd been found guilty of murder just the day before in the death of a Black Lives Matter protester. Abbott, writing on Twitter, quote, Texas has one of the strongest stand-your-ground laws of self-defense that cannot be nullified by a jury or progressive district attorney. The Texas governor then added that he could only pardon someone following the recommendation of a parole board. So he said, quote, I've made that request and instructed the board to expedite its review. Perry was convicted of shooting and killing Garrett Foster in 2020 after Foster approached his car with a gun while among a group of Black Lives Matter activists. Open carry is legal in Texas, just saying. Well, new facts are surfacing regarding Harlan Crow, the Republican billionaire and mega donor to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Crow has a collection of Adolf Hitler artifacts and Nazi memorabilia on display at his home. The extent of the collection is truly disturbing. Meanwhile, Justice Thomas said he was advised that there was no need to report the lavish trips he took for years with Crow while serving on the high court, and that he would do so in the future. Oh, how nice of him. He said that, quote, this sort of personal hospitality from close personal friends was not something that needed to be reported under the court's guidelines at the time. Well, the Thomases and the Crows were not close personal friends before Thomas was seated on the Supreme Court. Just saying. And this just in, breaking news out of Louisville, Kentucky, where Metro Police now say they're responding to a, quote, active aggressor on East Main Street in downtown, adding, quote, there are multiple casualties. How else do you start a new week in America? Unreal. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on the donate button.